Today we'd like to see the title of My Spirit in Isaiah chapters 42 and 43. To the souls on this online world through MP3 or a YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in chapter 42, verse 1, Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my elect, one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth the justice to the Gentiles. What does it mean, the context, and what can we learn from here? Question 2, in chapter 42, verse 6, I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles. What does it mean, this context, and what can we learn from here? Last question in chapter 43, verse 1. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. What does it mean, and how can you apply this to our lives? In the last time, Book of Isaiah 41, 25 and up to 29, you know, we covered that. The false God that people rely on, false God is useless, you know, nothing less, so you should go back to true God, you know, there. That is basically, today we are covering chapter 42 and 43. 42 verse 1. Behold my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth just to the Gentiles. This is question 1. This passage reveals the servant of the Lord fulfilled in Jesus Christ. All reference right there. The Messiah is endured with the spirit. So, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2 to 4. The Messiah himself declared, the spirit of the Lord God is upon me to proclaim liberty to the captivity. That is Luke 4:18-21. Cross reference. Through him, those bound in sin are set free. His reign is universal, King of kings and Lord of lords, bringing righteous judgment to the older nations. That is all talking about, you know, Jesus Christ himself, you know, talking about there here. So, verse 2, he will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. The Messiah demonstrates humility and does not seek public recognition. For it is written, he will not cry aloud or lift up his voice. The cross of Matthew 12:19. Christ avoids self-exaltation and utterly clammed. John 6:15, revealing a quiet and gentle character consistent with God's purpose, of course, from there. Verse 3, a bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth. The Messiah shown compassion toward the weak and the broken. Here, a bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burned, wick, so translated from smoking flax, he will not quench, so cross reference there, rather than destroying the sinner, he restores and heals, rekindling spiritual life where it had nearly faded, and ejecting true and faithful judgment, all cross reference right there. Verse 4, he will not fail nor be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastland shall wait for his law. the Messiah will preserve it without discouragement until his mission is accomplished. He will not grow faint or be discouraged until he has established justice in the earth. His righteous rule will extend over all nations, and even distant lands will wait for his law. Verses 1 to 4, conclusion here, explanation. These verses describe the servant's character, or Jesus Christ's character, as gentle, just, faithful, and enduring. God restores those who are weak, and through his Spirit, believers are called to reflect his character in their lives. That basically. Verse 5, this says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk on it. God is declared as a creator and sustainer of all things. He who created the heavens, gives breath to the people. He formed humanity and gives life. And all creation continues to exist through his sustaining power. You know, all cross reference there. Verse 6, I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentile. The Messiah is appointed, this question to you, by God as both the covenant and the light. I will give you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations. This is fulfilled in Christ Jesus, who said, the cup is the new covenant in my blood, and who is revealed as a light for revelation to the Gentiles. Verse 7, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house. The Messiah brings the ancient spiritual deliverance by opening blind eye and freeing captivity. Humanity is spiritually blinded by sin and Satan. The God of this world has blinded the minds, but through Christ, believers can testify, I was blind, now I see. Here, the summary, 6 to 7. Christ's mission is to demonstrate God's righteousness and bring light to all nations. Believers must first receive his light and then reflect it to others. Verse 8, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to covered image. God alone is worthy of glory. My glory I give to no other. Therefore, all boasting must be in Christ alone, and idolatry strictly forbidden. Verse 9, behold, the former things have come to pass, and now things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. God confirms his sovereignty through fulfilled prophecy, declaring future events before they occur. The accuracy of past fulfillment assured that future prophecies, such as the return of Christ, will certainly come to pass. 1 to 9 summary, this section known as the Servant Song, Jesus Christ, reveals the Messiah who makes God known to the world, demonstrating his character, mission, divine authority. 10 to 13, sing to the Lord a new song and his praise from the ends of the earth. You who go down to the sea and all that is in it, you coastal land and you inhabitants of them. Let the wilderness and its cities lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar inhabits, let the inhabitants of Selah sing, let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare His praise in the coastland. The Lord shall go forth like a mighty man. He shall stir up His zeal like a man of a year. He shall cry out, yes, shout loud. He shall prevail against His enemies. All creation is called to praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. The Lord will come in power and victory like a mighty warrior, and His triumphant voice is compared to a lion's roar. Verse 14, I have held my peace a long time. I have been still and restrained myself. Now I will cry like a woman in labor. I will pant and gasp at once. Though God has long been patient, He will act deceivously at the appointed time. Like a woman in labor whose moment has come, while no one knows the exact day or hour, the signs indicate that His coming is near. 15 to 17, I will lay waste the mountains and hills and dry up all their vegetation. I will make the rivers coastland, and I will dry up the pools. I will bring the blind by a way they did not know. I will lead them in paths they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked places straight. These things I will do for them and not forsake them. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed. Who trust in covered image, who say to the molded image, you are our gods. God will reject judgment and transform circumstances, making darkness into light, crooked path straight. Those who trust in idols will be put to shame, demonstrating the futility of false gods. 18 up to 20, hear you deaf, and look you blind, and you may see who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger whom I send, who is blind as who is perfect, as blind as the Lord's servant. Seeing many things, but you do not observe it, opening your ears, but does not hear. 18:20. Spiritual blindness and deafness result from deliberate refusal to respond to God. Having eyes do not see, ears do not hear. This condition reflects a hardened heart rather than lack of opportunity. 19 up to 25. Keep on reading. The Lord is well pleased for His righteousness' sake. He will exalt the Lord and make it honorable. But this is a people robbed and plundered. All of the men are snared in holes, and they are hidden in prison houses. They are for prey, and no one delivers, for plunder, and no one says restore. Who among you will give an ear to this? Who will listen and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for plunder, and Israel to the robbers? Was it not the Lord? He against whom we have sinned, for they would not walk in His way, nor were they obedient to His law. Therefore He has poured on him the fury of His anger and the strength of battle. It has set him on fire all around. Yet he did not know, and it burned him. Yet he did not take it to heart. Here the servant refers to Israel, chosen by God, yet spiritually blind. Their suffering came as a result of disobedience, and even under judgment, they failed to repent. So that is basically talking about that. Dan chapter 43, verse 1, question 3. But now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name, you are mine. God declared his redemption and ownership of his people. I have redeemed you, you are mine. Believers belong to God, having been bought with a price, Jesus' blood. Verse 2, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the river, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burnt, nor shall the flames scorch you. God promises his presence through trials. When passing through waters or fire, his people will not be overwhelmed. His suffering presence, his sustaining presence, ensures their preservation. So simply meaning God preserves his people. 3-4. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia, Seba in your place. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give a man for you and people for your life. God affirms that he is a Savior and that his people are precious in his sight. You are precious in my sight. His love is based on grace, not human merit. 5-7. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my son from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. God promised restoration and regathering of his people from all nations, ultimately pointing to the fulfillment in Christ's kingdom. They are created for his glory. Verse 8, bring out the blind people who have eyes and the deaf who have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring out their witness that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, it is the truth. You are my witness, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me. God called his people to be his witnesses. You are my witnesses. Through them the world is to know that he alone is God, and there is no other God. 11-13. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and saved, I have proclaimed, and there was no foreign God among you. Therefore you are my witnesses, said the Lord, that I am God. I indeed, before the day was, I am he, and there is no one who can deliver out of my hand. I work, and who will reverse it? God alone is a Savior. Beside me there is no Savior. His sovereign work cannot be hindered, and none can snatch his people from his hand. 14-21, thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I will send to Babylon, and bring them all down as a fugitive, and Chaldeans who rejoice in their ship. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. 21. Thus said the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who bring forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinguished. They are quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things, nor consider things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a roar in the wilderness, and lives in the desert. The beast of the field will honor me, the jackal and the ostrich, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give a drink to my people, my children. These people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise. God promised a new and greater deliverance than Exodus. I will do a new thing. This future work demonstrates His power and grace, and His people are formed to declare His praises. 22-24. But you have not called upon me, O Jacob, and you have been weary of me, O Israel. You have not brought me the sheep for your burnt offering, nor have you honored me with your sacrifice. I have not caused you to serve with grain offerings, nor reared you with incense. You have bought me no sweet cane with money, nor have you satisfied me with the fat of your sacrifice. But you have burdened me with your sin. You have wearied me with your iniquities. Israel failed in true worship, offering empty sacrifices while burdening God with their sins. Their relationship lacked sincerity and obedience. Then, verse 25. I am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sin. God forgives sin by His grace alone. I blot out your transgression. He chooses not to remember them anymore. Demonstration complete. Forgiveness. 26. Put me in remembrance. Let us contend together. State your case that you may be acquitted. God invites His people to repentance and restoration. Come now, let us reason together. Compassion leads to forgiveness and justification. 27-28. Your first father sinned, and your mediators have transgressed against me. Therefore, I will profane the principle of a sanctuary. I will give Jacob to the curse and Israel to reproach it. Human sin traced back to the fall. For all have sinned. Persistent rebellion results in judgment and reproach as a sin in Israel's history. We covered all the questions. Continue to keep on prayer. So all missionary over there is poetry is there. So basically two parts, one scripture, a contrast of two communities. So read that. So we should discern, you know, basically direct will, permissible will. So we are trying, you know, to keep on and direct will of God, you know. So we should know. One body, one Christ beyond divisions. So why, you know, we should keep into one unit to a body of Christ, you know, that kind of poetry as well. So keep on praying for all missionaries. And may God bless you.